This segment has been sponsored by the local Edward Jones office of Lee Colvin. The host of this show and Edward Jones have an existing business relationship. This event is not a testimonial of the services provided by Edward Jones financial advisor, Lee Colvin.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Sharing Change has donated over $12 million to local nonprofits. Find out how your spare change makes a big impact at sharingchange.org. Well, Lee Colvin is here, Edward Jones financial advisor. Came in. I hope you enjoyed False Fall now that we have 90s again, you know.
Loved it.
Feels like summer again. And it's kind of dry.
It's always kind of hard to have fall in the middle of summer.
You know, fall actually starts Monday.
22nd?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1:19 p.m. if you're keeping count.
P.M.?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Yeah. I think that's right. So.
I mean, I like to count. So that know, works.
That is your thing.
That works, yeah.
But I do have a few leaves starting to fall in the yard.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not many, but a few.
Means you might have to start planning your fall foliage trip, the last week of this month, first week of October, maybe go to Maine or Vermont or Rhode Island, somewhere out there.
If I can find it on YouTube, you know, like a live channel, I would. That's the only way I'm going to Maine.
Yeah.
Or I'll just go out the back door and watch the fall foliage in my backyard.
It can work. You might have to wait a little bit longer, but it can work.
Are you a fall color guy?
I enjoy it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. You know, I have seen some of the most amazing colors ever just driving over to East Tennessee.
That's true.
Orange leaves, orange skies. Yeah. Just beautiful over there.
Well, there is about a 4% chance that I do that this year.
Four. It's funny that you said four.
Yeah.
You know, that is what today is about.
Are we going to talk about the number four?
We're going to talk about the number four. Matter of fact,
is this like Sesame Street? And today's number is four.
Folks, we did not plan this, just so you know. We've been doing this too long to have planned this. Actually, it is actually funny there, Brian. The question for the day is, does the 4% rule still make sense for your retirement today?
Oh, okay.
I don't think he's even looked at the conversation.
Well, maybe I should hear. The 4% rule. Well, let me just ask this. What is the 4% rule?
Well, while you may have heard about it, when it comes to retirement, that ultimately the simple idea here, Brian, is that after you retire or in retirement, you withdraw 4% of your investment portfolio each year. In theory, this helps ensure that your savings last for your lifetime. Now, granted, while this rule can be a helpful starting point for families, it's not a one-size-fits-all rule, right? It's not, hey, everybody needs a black Model T, right? But it's definitely not a substitute for a plan that can be tailored to you and your specific needs, your wants, your wishes for you and your family.
Well, if there's anything that I've learned from Lee Colvin is there is not a one-size-fits-all or a cookie-cutter approach here to anything.
Anything.
Dealing with this. Well, I mean, pretty much anything in life, too. But anyway, so how much do you withdraw? I mean, if it's not a cookie cutter, if it's not always set in stone 4%, I'm sure there are ways as you as a financial advisor can help people find out what that number might be.
So, folks, if you've never heard it, I'm going to give you the first answer in business. And that is, It depends.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It depends, right? So many factors in life.
Financial cliches out there.
That's right. And ultimately, you know, it can depend on many factors, like when are you going to retire? If you'll work part-time during retirement, how long you actually expect your retirement to last? What are your lifestyle goals? What type of inflation rate do we want to consider? And maybe even whether you want to leave a financial legacy to your heirs or not. So lots of questions, lots of things can depend and make the determining factor of, does that 4% rule, does it work? Should it be viewed as more of a guide than maybe a strict rule? Those types of things.
Well, in retirement, age, let's kind of talk about age first, because I'm sure that affects, you know, do you retire at 63? Do you retire at 70? So let's look at one of those factors in age and how that might affect the 4% rule.
Yeah, so the 4% rule, it's often based on someone retiring at 65 and expecting to live until about 92 years old.
Okay.
65 to 92. But if you retire earlier, then you may want your portfolio to stretch further, right? In that case, you might need to start with a lower withdrawal rate, maybe a number closer to 3%. But if you retire later, then you might safely withdraw a more, let's say perhaps 4.5% to 5% rate, depending on your financial situation. So it can all depend on so many different factors.
So another might be, you know, the example that we were just talking about, the fall colors. If I'm going to go to Maine, I'm going to watch it on my TV in my living room, but others might like to take trips and travel. And so lifestyle, I'm sure, is a really big factor in this too.
Lifestyle can play a tremendous role. You know, are you planning to travel, to your point a second ago? Are you planning on traveling the world over or spending more time at home? If you expect higher spending in the early years of retirement, then you may need to adjust your withdrawal rate or plan to reduce the spending that happens later to balance the total average out.
Mm-hmm. We've talked about this. Speaking of talking and having these conversations for, you know, a decade and a half now, you know, your financial flexibility, maybe you explain what that means, but I mean, that is an important factor as well in all this.
It is good to be flexible. You know, if you get too old, you're not stretching, you get tight. I think I felt that last night trying to do some push-ups. And, oh.
I was going to say that was this morning, getting out of bed.
You know, if you have less wiggle room in your expenses, I don't know why wiggle just made me laugh.
you got that picture of me trying to get out of the bed this morning, wiggling out.
Exactly. You know, if you have less wiggle room with your expenses, try to rely heavily on your portfolio for income or want to preserve wealth for your heirs. A more conservative approach might be wise. In this conservative approach, the scenario here is that your portfolio withdrawals may be met from interest and dividends. So think about your withdrawal as existing on a spectrum from more conservative to less conservative, with your more personal situation determining where you're going to land.
Lee Colvin is with us, Edward Jones Financial Advisor, and we're talking about, does the 4% rule make sense for retirement? Lee, then there's this big nasty word called inflation. You know, it's been in the news a little bit lately. Have you heard about it?
It definitely happens. It definitely happens. You know, a well-built strategy, Brian, usually is going to include a small annual increase in withdrawals to keep up with the rising costs of inflation, usually about 2.75% per year. But you don't need to take a rise just because the calendar says so. If the markets have had a tough year or you don't need the extra income, then it might be smart to skip an increase. Being flexible can improve the chances that your money will last longer.
You brought this these points here, some of the things that we were going to look at today, and you've got some splaining to do, as my kids used to say. Portfolio resilience rate. All right, so what is that as it relates to, you know, our 4% rule, and does it make sense for retirement?
So it's important to understand when we look at the resilience of your portfolio in comparison to how much you're going to rely on your portfolio.
Okay.
Right?
Resilience. Right. Yeah.
So that portfolio reliance rate, how much of your retirement income comes from your investment dollars versus from other sources like Social Security or pensions? The higher the percentage, the more conservative you may want to be with your withdrawals. So again, if you have a set amount you've got to take every month, right? But you have to take a higher dollar amount from your investments to meet your need, then the more conservative you may want to be with withdrawals along the way.
Well, Lee, in all of this, and the final point, then there's always that rich uncle you've got, Uncle Sam.
I love that uncle. Oh.
Do you? I'm not. He's the worst uncle ever for me.
Shoot. I love those who sacrifice themselves for our uncle and for us every day.
There you go. That's right.
Thank you, emergency workers, military, all those who give and aren't acknowledged enough. I'll give you a quick acknowledgement.
There you go.
We appreciate you.
Yeah, but Uncle Sam just, you know, just raking it all in. But anyway, IRS is it's one of those things, right? You know,
it can happen.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't want to forget about the IRS, right? If you're drawing from your traditional IRA or your 401k, then you'll need to take required minimum distributions, or RMDs, once you reach age 73. Your RMD for any year is the account balance as of the end of the prior calendar year divided by a life expectancy factor according to the IRS. These RMDs need to be accounted for in your strategy.
So 4% rule, we told you at the very beginning, it's not a cookie cutter, one size fits all. And I think we've seen that in just scratching the surface here.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, let's just hit the bottom line here, Brian. The 4% rule, this can be a useful starting point, right? But it's just that, it is a starting point. A good financial advisor can help you build a strategy that's going to reflect some of these other factors, some of these other things that make it depend, like your age, your specific goals, your full financial picture. By revisiting your plan regularly and staying flexible, working with that financial advisor, you'll give yourself, the best shot at turning your savings into a secure, fulfilling retirement. And I think, you know, that's where you and I talk all the time. we love the appreciation that clients have for us. We love it when we call for a review and they say, hey, you're doing such a great job. Just keep doing it. That is wonderful. But remember, all of these other factors in your life that we don't know about day in and day out could have changed the way that you and I need to look at your plan. So please, if we call, if we set a review, if we talk, have a set a conversation, let's take the time to do that. Let's make sure that you're on track. Because it's kind of like a road trip. We don't want to be taking a road trip, not pay attention to the gas tank, and run out on empty halfway to where we're going.
True.
So in the same way, let's focus, let's plan, let's help you strategize to get your goal.
If you have any questions about what we talked about today or just need some help with your financial plan, Lee, I'm sure yourself or any of our great local Edward Jones financial advisors in town would be glad to help folks.
Brian, I always try to acknowledge that. Please, you know, feel free to give us a call. You can call any of us. You can call my office specifically. We will ask you some initial questions to identify whether my office can help or whether another individual office here in the local community might be a better fit for you and your situation. But please, give us a call. We'd love to help. You can reach us at 615-907-7056, 615-907-7056.
Very good. Mr. Colvin, thank you so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Always fun. Lee Colvin joining us today right here on Rutherford Issues.